Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babe. Borrowing heavily from the School of Kate Bush. It's basically a 2024 version of Running Up That Hill. And that, if you're going to take influence from anyone, taking it from Kate Bush...
Oh, it's a smart thing to do.
It's a very smart thing to do. Adela said she's absolutely delighted to have discovered Chapel Roan's music.
Yeah.
And this country gave Chapel Roan her very first number one single and her very first number one album in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So we've been on the Chapel Buzz for quite some time now.
I love her.
Donald has sent this in to me. Donald Trump is obviously very busy these days trying to scoop up as many votes as possible. We're only, I don't know, what is it, 70-something days away from the American presidential election. The Native Americans have got it right, reads the article.
Right.
Donald Trump addressed a major gathering of the American Indian Nation, and he spoke for almost an hour about his plans for increasing Native American standards of living. It's very vague detail. He's just basically, I want to make it better, it's going to be great. And he said he had great ideas for helping his red sisters and brothers. He wasn't talking about us here at the station. He was talking. Afterwards, the tribes presented him with a plaque, and it was inscribed with his Indian name.
Oh.
His Indian name is Walking Eagle.
Oh.
Which I thought is quite interesting. You know, the eagle being the symbol of all things powerful and
That's
American.
That's right. It's amazing, yeah.
So he accepted it. And after Trump left, a local news reporter asked the chiefs how they came up with his name. And they explained that Walking Eagle is a name given to a bird that is so foolish it can no longer fly.
Brilliant.
China. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Good morning. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, middle of the week on Wednesday. There is days, just days, for little people to head back to school. I'll do me days in a moment. Oh, Vic is waving at me here. Let me see. There's been an accident on the hill next to Silver Springs. A few cars involved. It's in the right-hand lane, just to let people know. Nathan, thanks very much. I'm sorry to hear that's happened. I hope everybody's okay there. So, on the hill next to Silver Springs, it could be that little slip junction as you're going up by Silver Springs heading to Mayfield. It may be coming down in the other direction. I don't have the exact location, but Nathan, appreciate that. Watch out if you're in the area. So, 3 days to go, Victoria, until a very special event is happening in Cork. It's called People's Republic for Palestine.
Yeah.
A load of the best DJs in Cork. Stevie G, Colm Motherway, Jim Comet, Keith Sinnott, and Colm K, and Brian Mills, and Ed Callanan, all getting together.
Brilliant.
With a host of other brilliant DJs to raise money for Palestine. So that's happening in Crawford & Co. This coming Saturday. Tickets are €20 available from eventbrite.ie. All proceeds go to UNICEF.
Brilliant. Well done, lads.
And it's happening right across the day. So it's a whole day of DJs and music and just chilling out for the last bit of a hoo-ha for the summer. But all that money's going to a good place. 7 days until the little people head back to school. Some of them, the rest have another 3 day stretch. We've 132 days to Christmas, Vic.
Oh my God.
It'll be here in a heartbeat, and 662 days until the World Cup in Canada and Mexico and the US.
Wow.
Which I'm looking forward to. On this day in 1998, Posh Spice Victoria Adams announced that she was pregnant with David's first child, Brooklyn. To which David replied,
"It wasn't me."
"Are you sure?
Are you sure it was me? All I did was sneeze."
So Brooklyn, what is Brooklyn now? Is he a photographer, a chef,
Good question.
A YouTuber?
What is Brooklyn? Who knows? He does all kinds of stuff.
Fair play to him. He's dipped his toe in everything.
Yes.
They're telling us this morning the consumption of alcohol in this country is at its lowest point since 1987.
It doesn't surprise me.
And it's a lot to do, hugely influenced by Instagram and by healthy lifestyles.
Younger generation.
They're just not that interested in going out getting as hammered as maybe we were back in the day. But Diageo and other companies, Drinks Industry Group Ireland, says the current levels of alcohol is as low as it was in 1987.
Wow.
So if that trend continues...
That's a huge sea change.
It's going to be completely different country, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who is more miserable? Which country in the world is the most miserable? They're telling us this morning. They have a little index, a misery index.
Okay, is it fair to guess?
Go on, go.
All right, if I was to guess, USA.
They're not even in the top 10.
What?
The Americans are very happy, apparently.
Sorry, Americans.
So, a recent report highlights the pandemic's substantial impact on global mental well-being. A mental state of the world has been turned into an index. Uzbekistan at number one. The UK are second. We're eighth in this particular chart.
Yeah, UK is second.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen.
Of people that aren't happy with their current situation and whatnot. Yeah,
that
so,
doesn't surprise me, actually, Casey.
I hope life is okay for everyone out there at the moment. I mean, look.
A lot of that is kind of Brexit stuff as well, I would say, with
usually.
The UK, you know.
My attitude to everything is, if you get out of bed in the morning and you're alive and well, if you've got another day, just, you know, you can change anything. Any situation that you're in.
Yeah.
Look at me, the little life coach.
No, but you're right.
No, I think so, genuinely. If you're alive and well and breathing and you got your health, that's all you really need and you can change everything.
Think, tell yourself today is going to be a good day.
Yeah. Penny Dinners have a back to school appeal running as well. The Cork charity said it has seen a huge increase in demand for its services for food and for food items and lunch items. As always, anytime Penny Dinners are turning up in the papers, we give you a little gentle reminder. Katrina Toomey and her army of incredible volunteers are feeding thousands of people in Cork every single day. Please make a donation to them. Make a food donation or make a financial donation to them.
Yeah.
Because heading back to school, there are hundreds and thousands of potential families out there in Cork that are struggling with uniforms and books and everything.
There's a whole load of stuff to get before they go back to school, yeah.
Yeah, so help them out if you can. You can hear more on that at 9 o'clock this morning. Neil Prendeville and team are back between 9 and midday on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM and it's 7:14. Wizz Air.
Yeah.
All you can fly. Would you pay a subscription fee every year for an all you can fly service with this company?
I heard about this.
Yeah.
What's the catch? There has to be a catch.
It's unlimited flights for an annual subscription fee.
There's a catch.
You have to fly the plane yourself.
Well, there you go. There's the catch, lads. There's definitely a catch.
So Wizz Air's new scheme under the title has divided opinion. Some have praised the €499 scheme as insanely great value. If you fly like once a week, if you're over and back to the UK or something.
Does it include transatlantic flights or is it just European flights?
I'm digging into it here now, Vic.
Because if it includes transatlantic flights, then that's a pretty good deal.
You get great value on trips as far as the Maldives. Happy days. A flight to that is about $2,000.
It's transatlantic, Casey.
And the budget airline says it's been overwhelmed by the positive response.
There has to be a catch.
There has to be. I know
you have to pay for luggage or something like that, or you can't just bring on hand luggage, or you have to pay for checked in luggage or something.
You can only fly
that
at 3 in the morning on a Sunday.
There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the 4 a.m. flight or it's the 12 or 11 p.m. flight, that's what it is.
So punters have hit out at the airline service and recalled their own experience of delays while questioning the scheme's terms and conditions. So Wizz say its new membership, effective from September, will allow frequent flyers to save money, visit friends, yada yada. It says it sold out most markets in 24 hours, but customers have been pointing out what they describe as the catch.
I told you.
Those who sign up can only book flights up to 3 days before departure.
Okay, there you go.
And must pay a fee of about €10 per flight. Okay, no biggie.
That's grand.
I can deal with that. Flights do not include trolley bags.
Oh, I told you, no carry-on.
To stow overhead. or check-in baggage. That's fine. But if you pay for your baggage, whatever, another 50 quid or whatever.
Yeah.
This will all save you a fortune. And crucially, the scheme is limited to just 10,000 people. It's also dependent on weather, if there are any seats left. So Wizz, they fly to 53 countries, carry 62 million passengers. There you go.
Would you do it?
If I was backing over, flying all over the place, if you were a broadcasting consultant.
Oh, yes.
And you had to, visit loads of radio stations. That's great value.
Yeah, if you're a frequent flyer, it probably is really good value.
Flies. This is Red FM. Thanks for waking up with us. There's a load of shout-outs we need to get to in a moment. 3 in 10 people that have tattoos regret getting some of their tattoos. They're telling me here they did a load of research on regretful tattoos.
I'm surprised it's only 3 in 10.
What would you think is the main reason for getting a tattoo? I think they look... Like the really good ones look amazing on people. I don't have any myself. They're not really my thing. But I can appreciate them on other people. I think they look incredible. Up at the picnic over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was just, particularly from the lads, leg tattoos are massive, especially calf tattoos.
Are they?
Like.
What kind of a thing?
Just different kind of designs.
Okay, like patterns?
Lots of kind of, Yeah, Bucket Kells type Celtic art and that kind of stuff is it's very trendy at the moment.
Right.
But I've seen a lot of stuff, a lot of very funny ones as well.
Yeah.
So do you have one?
Yeah.
Do you have a regretful tattoo? Mel, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Mel, where do you work?
In Elite Laser Aesthetics in Bishopstown.
Oh, so you're running up the road from us.
She's around the corner.
We're neighbours.
Yay. Heidi ho, neighbour Rooney. So your job on a day-to-day basis is taking tattoos off people.
All day, every day.
Wow. I've seen some videos of it happening. Explain how tattoos stay on your skin. Because, you know, we lose skin every, I don't know, whatever, a couple of months or whatever. So how does it stay embedded into your arm or wherever you get it?
Well, it's because it's placed, you know, deeper in the skin near the dermis. So that's why it's harder to get out.
Okay. So the ink is going straight down.
So it's placed
right in there.
Okay.
So when they're applying it, it's like little tiny needles that's knocking the ink into your skin, right?
Yeah, and it's absorbed in then, and it just sits there. But it does, you know, your body naturally eats it away from the inside out over years and years and years, and that's why they fade.
They get fadey.
They're
okay.
Still meant to be permanent. Yeah.
So when you're removing a tattoo, are you just so really are you taking off the layers of skin, Mel?
No. So laser will travel all the way to where the ink, you know, ends. So it'll find the ends of the ink.
Yeah.
And that's the ink it'll start taking away first.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, somebody's
so
just...
It depends on how deep it is in the skin.
Okay.
Somebody just messaged in saying, Mel is unreal.
Oh, there you go, Mel.
the fan club is out. What is the regular... Like, have you any funny situations where people come in and try and get tattoos removed? Have you any good stories for us?
God, we literally laugh some days so hard. And you know what I love about Cork people is they actually laugh at themselves.
Yeah,
they
of course,
don't take
yeah.
offense. Yeah. You know, because we've seen it all. We have Monday Club, which is they ring on a Monday morning. Oh, I got a tattoo on Saturday and I hate it. Can you please take it off?
Monday Club.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Woodward's picture was actually taken from the tattoo studio the minute they saw it. They're like, oh my God, get it off.
Oh, yeah.
So we have Magaluf moms, which I am a Magaluf mom.
Okay.
And at the end of the summer, they ring and they're like, they got a tattoo on the Leaving Cert holiday. Get it all. I was a Magaluf mom. I was that mom as well. So.
Okay.
That's funny.
And is it lots of relationships failing that it results in a lot of business for you? So you want people to break up all the time that have tattoos?
No. Actually, we had one very funny one where there was a cover-up and, you know, because we'd always ask, oh, is there a previous tattoo there? And it was like, yeah, there was just some writing underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. I'm getting married, so I need to get this off. And we were like, okay, no problem, but it's going to take time. But what they had never told us, and it made no difference to us, was that there was an ex-boyfriend's name underneath.
Oh, wow.
So when you're removing the tattoo, it's coming off in layers. So now there's three of them in the relationship going into the marriage because we'll just say, for instance, Johnny now has shown up and Johnny hasn't been around for years.
Oh, my God. It's just it's comedy gold. It really, tattoo removal is comedy gold. I never knew this.
Oh, we had, instead of Carpe Diem, we had Crepe Diem.
God.
Somebody put the orb for the A. We see hilarious things. We've had sets of lips in private areas.
Yeah.
Taken off.
Who was it before that had they had love, hate written on their knuckles? Love on one knuckles and hate on the other. Except they were missing a little finger, so it was love, hat.
Oh, no.
Was somebody famous for that as well? I don't know who did that.
Oh, funny, my God.
Mel, listen, thanks so much for ringing in. It's Elite Laser Aesthetics in Bishopstown.
Yeah.
If you're in the business for getting for a tattoo removal. Best of luck with the business and thanks for ringing. See you soon.
Thanks, Mel.
Cheers, Mel. So, it's Friday afternoon. You listened to this idiot on the radio saying set an alarm on your phone to be listening to Cork's Good Times Red FM on Friday between 3 and 4 because life gets in the way. and you forget that you've entered things like massive jackpots. You're sitting there, Kira's doing her Kira thing, and the phone rings. It's a private number. It rings once. You can't see the phone anywhere.
Oh,
it rings twice.
I hate that.
You look in the corner, your toddler's holding the phone covered in chocolate, licking the screen. You slow dive. Grab it, and on the fourth ring, you answer it. Hi, it's Barry Dunn here. Can you imagine?
Oh, lads.
Can you imagine getting that phone call on Friday, and all you have to say back is 150K. That's all you got to do, and you win that money. So if you're in for last week, by the way, you're in the draw. So best of luck. Please set a reminder to be listening to the radio on Friday.
Yeah, Red FM 3 p.m.
Please do. And then be ready to take that call, because we don't want another situation where we have $100,000 last Friday left on the table.
Yeah, no.
150K needs to go. And if it doesn't go, by the way, more money will be added. It will get even hugerister. That's a word. So if you want to play, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost you €2.50. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, redfm.ie for the legal bits. And an entry must be with us by 3 p.m. If it's not in before 3, you won't be in the draw. You've got to do it now or later today. But please get your name in if you want to play, okay? So text RED to 57557. And remember that very vital information. Answer within 5 rings. Say 150K. The money will be in your bank account on Friday evening. How will that feel? Pretty good, I'd imagine. Best of luck.
Yeah. Red FM Summer Cash Machine. Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Now, if we head from Macroom and take the new bypass in Skelp down the road, we'll head down to Tralee. Who won it?
Representing New Zealand! Kaylee O'Grady!
Well done, Hayley. She picked up the crown last night. She is officially Rose of Tralee 2024. Now, again, she gets a Kia, the use of a Kia for the year.
Nice.
She's travelling all over the place as an ambassador for the Rose of Tralee. I think basically it's like going around selling life insurance. You're going around signing people up. She'll turn up at your house with a clipboard and go,
do you want to be in the next
would
one?
Would you like to be in the Rose of Tralee next year? Highly recommend it.
Now, weren't we supposed to have Dahi O'Shea on this morning?
Dahi was supposed to join us this morning. I don't know. Let me see my phone here. 4:53 this morning, my phone pinged. And it was Dahi.
What did he say?
Just going to bed. Can we do it Thursday? To which I replied, no bother. And he came back with, thanks, lad. In a hoop.
Oh, God, yeah. So they had the after party,
I thought the Rose of Tralee was going to be on tonight, and then tomorrow was the conclusion. Yeah, I would never have booked him in on the day after.
To be honest, yeah. I'm surprised he even agreed to it in the first place.
And that's just how he's very, very kind with his time like that. But no, I'm not ringing him. He can sleep. He needs to sleep for a couple of days.
He does, yeah.
Anyway, congratulations, New Zealand Rose.
Absolutely. Chapel Roan has been giving out on social media. She's been talking about what she would call abnormal behaviour from fans. Have a listen to this.
I don't care that abuse and harassment, stalking, whatever, is a normal thing to do to people who are famous or a little famous, whatever. I don't care that it's normal. I don't care that this crazy type of behavior comes along with the job, the career field I've chosen. That does not make it okay. That doesn't make it normal. It doesn't mean I want it. It doesn't mean that I like it. I don't want whatever the you think you're supposed to be whenever you see a celebrity. I don't give a you think it's selfish of me to say no for a photo or for your time or for a hug. That's not normal. That's weird. It's weird how people think that you know a person just because you see them online or you listen to the art they make. That's weird.
Yeah, fan worship is scary.
It is scary.
You know,
and I
when
guess
it gets to that level.
She's really feeling it at the minute because her song is massive.
Didn't one of the Rent One Direction lads come out when they were living all sharing in a house and they opened the blue bin, the recycling bin, and there was two fans inside
what?
In the bin.
Are you serious?
There was a story years ago, there was a fan or two of them hiding in a wheelie bin.
Yeah, no, that is very, very, very strange.
But what are you trying to achieve? What are you hoping for? Is it just a glimpse or a wave or to get a photo
anything,
or something?
I'd say. Yeah, yeah. Anything at all, fans just become really, really obsessed with somebody, don't they?
Whose house would you park outside with a pair of binoculars?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yours.
May I? Yeah.
So make sure you close your curtains tonight.
Yeah.
Noah Kahan was introduced to an 11-week-old baby called Rian at the Electric Picnic. Yes, you heard me right. Rian's parents decided they were going to bring him to the picnic specifically to watch Noah Kahan. And this happened just after the gig. The audio is filmed off a phone, but have a listen to this.
Child is 11 weeks old.
11 weeks old at Electric Picnic.
Size of a Kit Kat. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's 11 weeks old.
Hello, sweetheart.
His name is Rian.
You are so cute with your earmuffs on. What's his name?
Rian.
Oh my God, he's
Can
so
you
cute.
Say hello?
Was that your first concert?
Yeah. He's 11 weeks on Sunday.
Oh, 11 weeks old. You better never go to another one. He's adorable. Congratulations.
Can you get those air defenders for a baby that small?
You must be able to, but I love the way he asks, is this your first concert? No, actually, I went to two others before you. The first one when I was 1.5 weeks old, and the second one when I was 6 weeks old.
Yeah, I'm just back from Glasgow. Let people know Nathan has been on to us there. We'll keep an eye on that over the next half hour. But if you're in the area, slow down and just watch out for that. Victoria?
Yes.
We're bringing it back.
What are we bringing back?
On Friday. Chicken ball bingo.
Hey.
The return.
What's your favourite Chinese takeout? What's your favourite food to get as a takeaway?
Beef and black bean sauce.
Beef and black bean sauce. Oh, good call. I'm going to ring a Chinese. I'm going to ask them, what number is the chicken balls? If you guess correctly, you've got Chinese for the whole family. Give me a number for chicken ball bingo.
157.
She's going for 157.
Okay.
Yeah. On your menu, can you tell me what number is the chicken balls?
167.
So close.
So close. If you want to register for Chicken Ball Bingo, just text or WhatsApp chicken and your name right now to 0868104106. We'll do a draw. We'll bring it on. I'm going to close the gap a little bit.
Right, okay.
I'm going to close it to within 10.
Okay,
so
all right.
You have a good chance of getting a Chinese munch for the whole family for this weekend on Chicken Ball Bingo on Friday. But you can register now, chicken and your name to 0868104106. And it doesn't necessarily have to be chicken balls. You can get whatever you want once you win. But for me,
what would it be?
Everything. Just bring it all.
Yeah.
Bring it on. I'll talk to you at the door.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do. You got to guess. We will ring a random Chinese across Cork. Guess the chicken balls. I'll give you within 10 numbers. If you land on it, we will sort out your munch on a Friday night for the family. All right. 7:19. 15 minutes time. We got 150,000 euro for you. Get you involved in that. And Vic's VIPs is coming up as well. Rosa Tralee winner last night. All the details coming up, bang.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now.
I want you to have a think about this and fire in a WhatsApp to us for a little bit of crack. For those of you that are 18, you can also join into this as well. All right? You have three words that you can say to your 18-year-old self. You can go back, look yourself in the eye, and give yourself three words. A little Back to the Future, kind of fly back in a DeLorean, back to whenever you were 18, and you can say three words only, and then you vanish. What would those three words be? 0868104106. All right? Really think about it. Now, think of the way the world has changed. Think of, I don't know, maybe investment opportunities or mistakes that you've made with people that you got involved with.
Yeah.
They're the kind of things you would try and avoid. You know, you get to intercept your future. What would you say? I threw this up on the Facebook page last night, on the show page.
Could it only be three words?
Only three words.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, mine is buy Bitcoin, fiend. Buy Bitcoin, fiend. Loads of it.
Yeah.
Or move to Cork.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
You meet your 18-year-old self, you're allowed to say three words. 0868104106.
Can I just say,
yeah,
the first two messages that have come in from completely different people say don't get married. Brilliant, lads, I love it.
Where are Johnny? What?
That's the other one, lads.
Have some patience.
There's another one. Don't marry her.
isn't that a beautiful sound song?
Yeah. Don't marry her.
Something. Oh, yeah, it was rude, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Your thoughts and your shout-outs, please. 0868104106.
I love it.
Shout-out to one of our senior members of management. Stop supporting Leeds. That's the kind of thing I'm looking for. So, you're 18, three words. What is it? 0868104106. Go. Cork's Good Times, Red FM, 7:56. Breaking news, Victoria Nichols.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez has filed for a divorce from Ben Affleck. And there's no prenup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They didn't have an arrangement.
No prenup.
Okay, interesting. We did call this months ago, by the way. Things were not good.
Listen.
He was looking even more miserable than he's normally looking. He's always photographed standing outside a building, smoking a fag, looking absolutely peed off with the whole world.
True.
Poor divil. Listen, it's sad when people break up and everything, but it was, you know, it was coming for a long time.
It was inevitable, I think, yeah.
Anyway. No prenup.
No prenup.
Danger zone.
They're probably worth about the same amount, though, you know?
They should shake hands, hug, and go, listen, best of luck, didn't work out.
There you go.
Let's go for another coffee before we split. And then they go, they play this music and then they drive away in opposite directions. Beep, beep. Bye. Pop quiz time, everybody. Right, €1,000 to be won in 15 minutes. Can you tell me, please, Lando Norris does what for a living? Is he an F1 driver or a footballer? Lando Norris does what for a living? Formula One? Or football? 0868104106. If you give me the correct answer, you might get a phone call back from Vic for you to win €1,000 just after 8:15. Remember, 60 seconds, 10 questions. It is the pop quiz. Shaboozy. And bar song. Do you know who else is getting shaboozy?
Who?
Beyonce.
All right.
Beyonce, as if, like, I mean, these people, I mean, who do they think they are?
What's going on?
She's in the drinks arena now.
Oh, God, is she?
You know that stuff they make down in Middleton?
Oh.
Yes. Beyonce Bishki is coming to the market. It's going to be nearly £100 a budget.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
I assume she's been storing it in an oak barrel for 200 years, so.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, doing all right.
Yeah.
Let me go down to my hero down in radio, Kerry. You know the rule on this show. Every time we mention Beyonce, what do? We play this. Come on, Weishi, you can do it for me. Oh, he's decided to stop.
Stop. He's tapped out.
Hold on a second.
Beyonce. So Sinead has gone to hear Beyonce tonight in Dublin, and next week we'll be finding out from her exactly what it was like. We'll be asking her all about it. David was on sound tonight because Sinead is where? Where's Sinead tonight?
Sinead's in a concert in Dublin with Abigail.
With Abigail. Who's playing there?
Beyonce is playing.
Who's he?
That's a she.
Is it she? Is it? Yeah. Is it a band?
No, she's a female singer.
Her own?
She's on her own.
Will there be a crowd of that?
Oh, massive.
Tanya's taking the call. Tanya didn't go, did she?
No, Tanya's below. She's below taking the call.
She's not supposed to be Beyonce, is it?
Beyonce.
We'll ask Sinead about it next Monday night.
That's my favourite radio clip of all time. Would you wish the Benchy?
That's about as Kerry as you could get.
Oh, I love it so much.
Brilliant.
That was Weishi Fogarty. He was one of the greatest sports reporters
and
journalists of all time. An absolute legend. He checked out and has passed away a few years ago. Love you, Weishi. We asked you if you could go back to your 18-year-old self and stand in front of your 18-year-old self and you have 5 seconds to say three words.
Yeah.
What would those three words be?
Yeah.
So you get to say it to yourself, three words only. It's advice that will do you really good in the future.
Yeah.
What would those three words be? 0868104106. Some of these are amazing. They're so funny. And I'm sorry, I'd love to be able to read them all out on air, but we're getting a howl of them off air.
We are, yeah.
What have you got over there, Vic, so far?
I've got run away quickly.
From what, though?
I don't know.
I need a backstory.
Report to guards.
Report to the guards.
Everything works out. I like that one.
Everything does work out, you know.
Save your money.
Yeah, God, I wish I'd listened to that.
Oh, there's no. Start mining Bitcoin. You were saying something about Bitcoin, weren't you?
Yeah, I start mining Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Buy Amazon now. Buy Apple now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Invest in shares.
Share. Believe in.
Shares.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Shares, not sure. Why do you say it like that anyway? Sure. Like,
sure.
Sherbet.
Her name is Cher.
Cher.
So, no, no, you're saying Cher as in Cher
anyway,
a Dream Foundation.
We'll be here all day, lads. Don't marry him. Don't marry her. Don't get married. There's a lot of stuff about not getting married.
I love eat less cake. No.
Oh, no.
I'd meet 18-year-old me and go, this is the one last bit of joy left in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy Gatto shares.
Oh, I'd buy shares in that.
On the Facebook page, believe in yourself. Enjoy the adventure from Mark Oakley.
I like that.
Live, don't regret from Tom Cleary. Jason McCarthy, mayo for Sam.
Oh,
and then
yours.
And then he replies with a load of smiley faces.
Oh, he's being sarcastic.
You. Maggie saying, have a baby. Good on you, Maggie. Keep playing sports, according to Killian Bushell.
Yeah.
I love this one.
Go on.
Always check Thailand. Because, you know, the surprise is around the corner. Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, One Kiss on Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Three words you say to yourself when you're 18. Amy, by the way, has sent in a voice note. I wish I could play it on air. She'd tell herself the same thing when she was 18, 25 and further, and it was basically stop effing up.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing great, Amy.
Yeah, you are.
Right, cop yourself on. I like that one. Time heals all. Advice from Michael. Nice one. Life gets better, says Monica Smart.
I like that.
It does, you know. Yeah. Three words to yourself. Don't do those things because they're very bad for you. I love all of these. 0868104106. The three words you would say to yourself if you could meet your 18-year-old self, what are they?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Carol.
Hi, Casey. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
Three words you would say to yourself when you were 18.
Oh God!
Answer questions correctly.
Yeah. Win the thousand euro.
Yeah, I don't know. How's everything in your world, Carol?
It's good. Very good. Thank you.
Very good. Where are you located at this very moment in time?
I'm at work at the moment in Welton Centre at Lashing Road.
Okay, Carol. 10 questions. 60 seconds. With nobody screaming in the background, especially the people that are working in the deli.
Like Lorraine.
Yeah.
I'll try my best. I'll close the door, but you know she has a loud voice.
She's very loud.
She does.
Oh my God.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, Jesus. She's at the bottom of the stairs. She's closed the door.
She's piped up already, Carol.
You got to buy her something nice now if you get 10 out of 10 here, okay?
Yeah, I'll have to keep her quiet.
Yeah, and I'll chicken fillet roll or something.
Definitely.
Let's go for it. The very best of luck. You know what you got to do. 10 out of 10. We've 60 seconds. Let's play.
Let's play. Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
Lando Norris does what for a living? Formula One or football?
Formula One.
Question 2. Who lives in Oras an Uachtaráin?
The president.
Question number 3. What Irish singer's real name is Gavin Wigglesworth?
Gavin James.
Question 4. Where were the Euros played? The most recent tournament.
Germany.
Question number 5. Who is the most recent James Bond? No, not the new one. We don't know really. Oh, we do. Yeah, but who's
Craig,
the
Daniel
yeah,
Craig.
Lou. Question 6. The Nutcracker is a famous what?
Opera thing. Music.
Go on,
opera,
give us a
music.
Oh, give us another like a Nutcracker. It's a famous something.
A ballet.
Question number 7. On the Cork jerseys in GAA, who sponsors them?
Sports Direct.
Question number 8. No shouting in the background. What city is the city of the tribes? No shouting in the background.
Galway.
Question number 9. A drone is a male insect of what? A drone. What a bit of Stuart's Inquiry, left, right and centre. Who is that sham in the background?
It's a...
Who do you think?
Is it Lorraine?
Was that Lorraine?
Of course it's Lorraine, yeah.
You would have killed her game. That game would have been null and void. You wouldn't have got a payout.
That's just, I would have killed her.
Yeah, it would have been her fault. She would have had to pay you a grand. We'd all end up in court.
I think you still should. chicken. I didn't even shout. She's only shouting now.
All right. Next time you ring in for the quiz, we need you out in the car on your own, Carol, because you can do this.
I'll have to go up to the car park in the church because, like, even when she's in the deli, you can hear her. And she has her radio downstairs.
She's that loud. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you did really well. We've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. We will talk to you another morning from Edinburgh. Okay, that's what we're going to send you. Go to Edinburgh and we'll talk to you then.
That's what you do. Send me to Edinburgh and I'll do it from there.
Love your work, Carol.
She wants to know, will you send her to France?
Oh, we will. Coventry.
And we still hear you. Good luck. NFL Breakfast with Now. Stream the entire House of the Dragon box set with a Now Entertainment membership.